Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered with knowledge that will cause you to rise up and become who God wants you to be. Now, let's join the new series, Breaking Cycles.
Deuteronomy 2, verse 2 to 3. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, you have circled this mountain long enough. Turn north. You have circled this mountain long enough. Now, turn north. What are cycles? Cycles are sets of events in a person's life that keep repeating themselves in the same pattern, thereby causing delays, discouragement, and destruction. Sets of events in someone's life that keep repeating themselves in a certain pattern, thereby causing delays, discouragement, and if not dealt with, possibly destruction. As for delays, every time cycles take place, you are incurring delays. Things that could have taken 1 year are now taking 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. So that is just a reality. When people are not aware of the reality of cycles, they think they have time. But time runs so fast that you do not realize you don't have a lot of time. The Bible is rather asking you to redeem the time, not to waste time. So when you allow cycles to operate in your life, you're going to incur delays and you're going to waste time. You're going to waste time. So this is not just a series of excitement. A couple of years ago, I preached a series entitled Dealing with Delays. I still remember. Unfortunately, at that time, we didn't have the type of technology we have. I mean, it was available, but it was not just accessible to us at that time. But, you know, what we are dealing with this week, this month, is kind of similar. You know, dealing with delays, but just that now we are finding what causes them. Yeah, delays are caused by cycles, sets of events in somebody's life that keep repeating themselves in the same order and bring about delays, discouragement, and possibly destruction. Come with me to the book of Judges 6, verse 3 to 4. The Bible says, whenever the Israelites planted their crops, marauders from Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east will attack Israel, camping in the land and destroying crops as far as Gaza. They left the Israelites with nothing to eat, taking all the sheep, goat, cattle, and donkeys. Now, the interesting thing is, the Bible says, whenever Israel planted the crops, the Amalekites will show up. They will invade the land and raid the whole place. What they cannot take, they will destroy. How many of you can see there was a cycle there? If you are not planting crops, they don't bother you. But as soon as you plant crops and you're getting ready for the harvest, they show up. Sounds like some of us. You will go through the whole stage, finally get it. As soon as you get it, these Amalekites will show up. This thing will show up. It's like they know you've gotten it. So cycles have been there. And, you know, if God did not raise Gideon to break that cycle, it was going to continue forever. So you have to understand, cycles don't stop with time. It's not like okay, after a while, this thing will stop. There's nothing like that. If you don't learn how to break them, like I told you last week, they will break you. God forbid. And that's why we are here this whole month. To learn how to break them before they break us, before they break our finances, before they break that marriage, before they break that business, before they break that ministry, before they break that life. They are real. They are real. Now, last week I showed you that cycles affect us in four ways. Number one, they drain us. I mean, imagine this, Israelites. Every time they go through the hard work of clearing the field, you know, plowing the ground, getting seeds, buying seeds, planting the seeds, watering the ground. I mean, water is a big problem in Israel. So they probably had to find irrigation systems. You do all that hard work. Once the crop is ready for harvest, another person shows up and takes it all from you. How many of you will agree with me? If that happens a few times, you start getting drained. Yeah, that you are exhausting energy, but you are not seeing progress. You are not seeing things change and things move. I think that's the main thing God is trying to deal with at ABC. That let there be a fruit of your labor. Let there be a result for the investment you are putting in. Don't work in vain. The Bible says that he shall eat the fruit of his hands. That's the main thing. That you can look around and see that you haven't wasted time at any field you are involved in. Now, we also see that cycles are spiritual. It's not just a coincidence. It's not just an accident. It's a work of spirits, demon spirits, that are activated and that are using your ignorance to manipulate things. The fact that you don't know that they even exist is a great plus for them. Thank God the light is shining this month, and you are beginning to realize that cycles are not just coincidental. It is not a coincidence that accidents happen the same month in your family. It is not a coincidence that people in your family behave this way. It is not a coincidence that things go this way every single time this happens. There's a force monitoring those happenings. And we saw that last week. Number three, cycles are painful. I mean, it's very painful to do that, all that hard work, and somebody just comes and takes everything. And lastly, we saw that cycles were very costly. And I told you that the greatest cost of cycles, apart from everything, I mean, it's people. Cycle will cost you people. Cycle will cost you time. Years are wasted when people are not awakened. One day they woke up, they're already 40. One day they woke up, they are 50. And there's nothing to show. That shall never be your story. Come with me to the story that brought us to this series. Now, in the book of Mark 5, 25 to 34. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. Many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was not better, but rather grew worse. Say with me, cycle. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Hallelujah. This morning, let's look at breaking cycles by catching the anointing. Breaking cycles by catching the anointing. Praise God. God is going to help you. You see, it's not enough for me to tell you that cycles are there, that they are working, that they can destroy your life, and to give you the effect of cycles. It's important that we break them. And we started seeing last week that this particular woman broke them. And I told you last Sunday, I will show you what she did and how she broke the cycle. Now, let's look at how she broke the cycle. And then you'll understand why I'm talking about the anointing this morning. Let's look at Mark 5, 27 to 30. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. If only, I don't want to touch his face. I don't even want to shake his hand. If I can touch his clothes, I'm done. Now you gotta know something for you to have that type of predisposition in your head. That the only thing you are interested in doing in encountering Jesus, you just want to touch his clothes. You want to touch his clothes. And the Bible says, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up and she fell in her body that she was healed of her affliction. And Jesus immediately, he knew, listen, that power had gone out of him. Power had gone out of Jesus. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, listen to his question, who touched my clothes? She said, if I can just touch his clothes. And after she touched the clothes of Jesus, Jesus felt power leaving him. And then Jesus turned around and he asked the question, listen to his question, who touched? Brothers and sisters, remember last week I told you, according to the word of God, this woman, 12 years, went from gynecologist to gynecologist, spent a lot of money, and was never helped. She couldn't get helped. Now, when she heard about the Lord Jesus, she made a resolution in her heart. This time, I'm not going to have a conversation. I don't want to talk. I don't even have the time to talk. I'm going to have a split of a second. And in that split of a second, I got to do what will work. Jesus might never pass back here again. So I know I can't talk to him. I know I will not be given access. But there's something the woman knew. She knew something. There's no way this is a coincidence. She knew something. And she applied what she knew. And I want to show you how powerful accuracy in the spirit is. 12 years of moving on, up and down, no results. One split of a second of doing the right thing. And as soon as she did what was right, as soon as she did what she was supposed to do, the Bible says immediately the flow of blood stopped. Like, what I'm trying to show you, before I even take you through my notes, that you need to know that whatever cycle you are facing, there's a spiritual law that cycle responds to. And if you can just know that law,
and apply that law as the same thing that happened to this woman, that as soon as she did what the cycle could respond to, I mean, she did a whole lot of other things before. She did different things before. The cycle was not bothered. But as soon as she did the right thing in the spirit, right there and there, she got the result she was expecting to get. Right there and there. I'm trying to tell you something. That if you could take your time and understand the spirit laws that govern things. And I'm going to make it very easy for you this morning. By the grace of God. Because the Bible says power left Jesus. Dunamis. It's important that you realize that, you see, in your house, where you stay, there's power. Isn't it? There's power. And that power is what makes your TV to work. It's the same power that makes your stove to work. It's the same power that makes your iron to work. It's the same power that makes your phone to charge. It's the same power that causes the light to be on. It's the same power that makes your geyser to work. Power. So I want to help you quickly this morning. When I'm talking about spiritual laws, it's not like for every cycle there's a different spiritual law. Listen to me. Any spiritual cycle that you are facing with this morning, or that you are struggling with in your life, they all answer to one thing. Power. All of them. The spiritual cycle you are facing might be lack of marriage. It might be sickness and disease. It might be no progress in your life. It might be bad luck. It might be sexual sin. It might be anything that you are. You can see that this thing keeps going and coming, going and coming. Let me tell you something. All you need to contact, just like your fridge doesn't need another source, and then your light needs another source. No, they all need just one thing. Power. And if you can produce power, they start working. With that question, you don't need to pray. You just need to get power. Once the power is there, everything starts working. So this woman was going around left and right, but she was not after power. She was after help, you know, to fix the problem she was going through. She didn't know what can help her. Now she came in contact with power. And as soon as power was released, immediately the problem was solved. Are you with me? I'm asking you, are you with me? Mark 5:30. Jesus immediately knowing in himself that power. So when she touched the clothes of Jesus, she was putting demand on power. She was connecting with power. And the power left Jesus because she drew power. You see, as the moment you buy Eskom power, once you switch off the TV, the power starts going. Once you switch off your fridge, the power starts going. Every time you switch on something, you are putting demand on that power. It starts diminishing. Are you listening to me? Now, what is this power that left Jesus and healed this woman? What power is it? Is it Eskom power? Is it nuclear power? What type of power? Because this is a power. What power is it? Brothers and sisters, it's called the anointing. It's called the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. The power that left Jesus and healed a woman who had a problem for 12 years without a solution, who went all over the place and never got help. The thing that healed her is called the power or the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 10:38, you are given an understanding of what left Jesus. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. You see, that's where it comes from. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Who went about doing good and healing. Because doing good and healing comes from that anointing, that power from the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Now, what is the power of the Holy? What is the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Because, you see, if you read the story with me, you realize that after the lady touched the clothes of Jesus, she didn't fall and roll down. Have you noticed that the Bible doesn't say after she touched, she just jumped and somersaulted? No. She just touched the clothes and she was still okay. But she felt something happen in her. So they are not, I mean, imagine the type of power. Even Jesus felt power left him. But the woman didn't fall down. Now, I'm not saying falling down is not the Holy Spirit. It's just that when somebody says the anointing of the Holy Spirit, a lot of you, the main thing you are thinking about is that people are falling down. And that's why a lot of you miss the real thing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is not falling down, even though it can make people fall down. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues, even though you can speak in tongues under the anointing. Speaking in tongues doesn't mean that you are anointed. And it doesn't mean that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is working. Listen carefully. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Holy Spirit and power. And I've taught this a little bit before. I'm just going to add a little bit this morning. That there's a dimension of the Holy Spirit which is called the person of the Holy Spirit. And then there's a dimension of the Holy Spirit called the power of the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit brings in your life the fruit of the Spirit. Meanwhile, the power of the Holy Spirit brings in your life the gift of the Holy Spirit. They are not the same things. Even though it's the same person that is doing all those things. So you can have the person of the Holy Spirit and not have the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, for example, when Jesus prayed, the heavens opened, he received the person of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that he received the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. But if you remember, that person of the Holy Spirit has started leading him to a wilderness. And he spent 40 days and 40 nights fasting there. And now when the Bible says when he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. Meanwhile, when he went just with the person of the Holy Spirit. But when he came back, he came with the power of the Holy Spirit. So a lot of us have the person of the Holy Spirit. But you see, you are surprised that you are not getting the results. Because the person of the Holy Spirit is not the power of the Holy Spirit. You need to now start pressing harder until you contact the power. The person of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit in you. The anointing within. It teaches you. It shows you what to do. It guides you. It helps. But the power of the Holy Spirit is the anointing upon. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to do this, to do this. So the anointing upon is where the power is. The anointing within shapes your character, teaches you, shows you what to do, helps you, speaks to you. But the anointing upon is where the power starts working. If you remember, when Mary asked the angel, how will this happen? The angel answered and said to her, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. Upon you. Do you understand? So that is the manifestation of the power. And that is what I'm teaching about. So when I'm talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit, usually we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. Not the person of the Holy Spirit. When you hear, the anointing came upon me. When you hear, I'm under the anointing. When we are hearing those things, the person is telling you that the Spirit upon is now working. So, that are watching me right now, you are interested, but Pastor, I thought you were going to talk about some serious steps, but now you are talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We all have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You have the person of the Holy Spirit. A lot of you have the person of the Holy Spirit, but you haven't yet started your journey towards the power of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus Christ himself, it took him 40 days and 40 nights before he contacted power. Yeah. As for power, let me tell you something, it's not cheap. And as for power, it's not for free. Yeah. Did you hear what I just said? Like, you see, the person of the Holy Spirit is a companionship, it's a gift. God gave you the Holy Ghost as a gift. But speaking in tongues is just entry level. It's like a teaser. Then you now need to start desiring deep, calleth unto deep, calleth unto deep, calleth unto deep, until you reach a dimension where the power of God is beginning to manifest in your life. Hallelujah. A couple of you will understand what I'm talking about. Now, without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, no cycle can break anyway. Without the anointing, because this lady did a whole lot of other things, the cycles were just fine. But as soon as she contacted power, everything arranged itself. Zechariah 4 verse 6, he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, by my spirit. I'm saying that without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, please forget that you're going to break a cycle. Because number one, cycles are spiritual. So it's not, no, you have to understand it's a spiritual world and they know each other. Isaiah 10:27, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. So the dimension of power cannot be undermined if you're going to see cases or cycles breaking in your life. You must know how to activate the power of the Spirit. You must learn the path to that power. If you're going to break a cycle, I mean, if something is going to shift in your life. Now, let's come back to this woman. I want to show you something. I kept telling you that this woman knew something. Let's look at her story again. Mark 5, 28 to 30. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes. Why the clothes? Why? And then she said to her, she's talking to herself. She said, if I may touch his clothes, I will be healed. I'll be healed. And then, you know, Jesus said, who touched my clothes? Now, this woman knew a few things. Let me show you what she knew. She knew Psalm 133, verse 2. It says, it is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down to the edge of his garments. It's like the precious oil pour on the head of Aaron. Aaron is a high priest. The oil is poured on his head. It ran down his beard. Ran down to the edge of his garment. The King James Version will say the hem of his garment. So the whole oil, when you pour, I mean, if you pour oil on somebody, the oil will descend. He said, and go right down there. So this lady knew that what can heal her is the anointing. then she knew also where to find it. Because as for knowing that you need the anointing, you might know to, after I'm done teaching this afternoon or this morning, you will know that you need the anointing. But your biggest question is going to be, where do I find it? How do I get it? Then she knew Exodus 29 verse 21. The Bible says, and take some blood from the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and on his garments and on his sons and on their garments. Then he and his sons and their garments will be consecrated. If I may touch, some versions say, if I may touch his garments. What is it about the garments? This woman knew that the priest, they always anoint the clothes of the priest. The clothes of the priest are anointed. And usually the anointing descends to the lower parts. I'm trying to show you that she didn't just make a decision, a last minute decision. Like, hey, let me touch. Or maybe she fell and then she touched. No. She thought about it and she even said it to herself, if I may touch, I will be healed. What is she touching? She's not touching the clothes. Do you know how many people touched the clothes of Jesus that day? She's touching the clothes of Jesus, but she's actually touching the anointing, and the anointing is found in the clothes. If you are just touching the clothes, all you're going to touch is the clothes. But if you are chasing the anointing, then you realize that the anointing is in the clothes. So I'm not touching the clothes, I'm touching the anointing. But I know that the anointing is in the clothes, so I'm touching the anointing through the clothes. But what I'm actually chasing is the anointing. And this woman is saying, I know that if I can get that anointing in my life, I will be fine. I'll be fine. So see that her little action, it's not as simple as you think it is. She knew 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 14. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elijah crossed over. What did Elijah use to cross over the Jordan? He took a garment that had fallen from a mighty man of God called Elijah, and he broke the water, and the water parted apart. So what was going on? Jesus, you touch the clothes, something happened. Aaron, the anointing is in the clothes. Elijah takes the mantle, which is the cloak of Elijah, and he uses it also, and something is happening. I'm trying to show you this woman knew something. She knew there's something in the clothes of an anointed man of God. And that thing is the anointing. Please understand, we are breaking cycles through the anointing. Even though this happened after her, I think people knew also this. Acts 19, 11 to 12. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their diseases were cured, and the evil spirit left them. Handkerchiefs and aprons that touched Paul. If you take it, and you take it to somebody, the person becomes healed. Handkerchief. And aprons. The woman knew something. You see, you thought she just touched the clothes. She understood the anointing can rest on the clothes. Now, let me give you also Matthew 14, verse 35 to 36. And when the men of that place recognized him, meaning Jesus, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and beg him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. That they might touch
the hem of his garment.
So when the woman is saying, if I may just touch his clothes,
you are thinking that she's just being humbled. She is humble, but there's more than that. She's chasing the anointing.
Everything she did was to contact the anointing. And when she contacted the anointing, the fountain of blood dropped in her.
Somebody here,
you will contact not jokes, real power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which is available.
You're going to contact it. You're going to contact it. The same way she did, without the help of anybody. She just went with the little knowledge she had and she put it to work and she got the result. It's amazing how God is. God is no respecter of person. If you can understand how his things work and you apply yourself to fighting to get it done, you will get the result all by yourself. You can even get it all by yourself in your bedroom without the help of anybody.
You can't believe it, but it's true. Take your seat and let me take you to her three steps. Because how did this woman contact the anointing to break the cycles? Because I call this the cycle-breaking anointing. How did she contact the cycle-breaking anointing?
Well, Pastor, she touched his clothes. Yes, but that's not the first thing she did.
This woman contacted the cycle-breaking anointing by taking three steps. Number one, let's look at her three step in Mark 5, 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Three steps. She heard about Jesus. That's the first step. The second step, she came behind him. She started following. She became a follower. And the third step, she connected. So I want to help you with those three steps. And I'm going to use terminologies of my father in the ministry because they will make it easier for you to understand. I thought they were very nice. Rather than using my own thing, I'm just going to use some of his titles to make it easier for you. So the first step, the art of hearing. How do I contact the cycle-breaking anointing? The first step, she heard about Jesus. The art of hearing. Everything that is connected to the anointing of the Holy Spirit begins with what you hear. But let me help you quickly. She heard about Jesus. Who is Jesus? I spoke this year a whole series entitled, Who is Jesus? Brothers and sisters, listen to me very well this morning. You will never break the cycles of life until you accept Jesus in your life as your personal Lord and Savior. The greatest cycle this world has ever seen is called the cycle of life and death and hell. I mean sin and death and hell. That's what I mean to say. That's the greatest cycle. People sin, they die, they go to hell. They sin, they die, they go to hell. They sin, they die, they go to hell. They sin, they die, they go to hell. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23, the wages of sin is death. That cycle, you can't stop it. There's nothing you can do to stop that cycle. If you sin, the result will always be death. And when I'm talking about this, I'm not just saying that you're going to die physically. You're going to die also spiritually. Meaning you'll be separated from God for all eternity. But the verse continues and says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Jesus, the cycle breaker. Jesus is the only person that can break that cycle and take you on out of a journey on your way to hell. She heard about Jesus. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall it profit you if you get married, meaning you break the curse, the cycle of no marriage, and then after you got married, you end up in hell? What shall it profit you to break the cycle of bad luck, the cycle of this, the cycle of that, and then after you broke all those cycles, you end up still in hell? She heard about Jesus. Everybody you see in this world that has started taking steps towards the life God planned for them, the first thing that happened to those people is that they hear about Jesus. Everything begins with Jesus. Everything. For you to come out of any cycle that you are facing with today, be it generational, be it tribal, whatever cycle it is that you are faced with right now, the first step to breaking out of it is to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Everything begins there. If you don't receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I can promise you, you are not going anywhere. You have just moved from one room to another room, but you are still in the same house. A lot of you that I say are broke, you didn't break. You just moved from one room to another room in the same house of the devil. You just moved from this room to another room. But Jesus wants to take you totally out of that house and shift you into another kingdom called the kingdom of the Son of His dear love. She heard about Jesus. And the Bible says, the same book of Romans, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You will break the greatest cycle ever, the cycle that ends in hell. That's the first one I want you to break. And you cannot break it without Jesus. You cannot break it without Jesus. My Bible says salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name given to man under heaven by which we might be saved except the name of Jesus. He came himself and says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. She heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. That's the thing. The preaching, I thank God for whoever was preaching that day. I thank God for whoever was preaching the day the woman of the issue of blood went to church. She heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. I don't know what you are hearing. I don't know what you have allowed yourself to hear. A lot of you even think that Jesus is no more that important. I mean, there are other things that are greater than Jesus. Nothing in this life will ever be greater than Jesus. In this life or in the life to come, there is nothing you will hear that will be greater than hearing about Jesus. There's nothing. Jesus has broken cycles in every, wherever he has been welcomed. In any family, in any life where Jesus has properly been welcomed, that life is never the same. Look around you. And some of you, you are so used to the life of Jesus that you are thinking is normal. But from time to time, you need to go to people who have not accepted Jesus. Then you realize what Jesus has done with your life. You realize the number of cycles that he has broken for you. And the greatest of all, the cycle of hell that he took you from. That one. So my prayer is that before this message is over, you will accept Jesus. You will commit your life to him fully as your Lord and your Savior. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. And who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. People who hear the Word. People who listen to messages. People who have podcasts. and they soak in messages. She heard about Jesus. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word of God. The name of Jesus in heaven is not Jesus. In heaven, before Jesus came down here, his name in heaven is called the Word of God. Read your Bible. The Bible says that there are three that do give witness in heaven. God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. Now, we are starting the steps to contacting the anointing. How do you contact the anointing? Where is the anointing? First of all, by the story of this man, you realize that the anointing is with a person. Jesus had the anointing. This woman became a partaker of the anointing by connecting with the person who had the anointing. Just think about it for a second. What if this woman didn't like Jesus? What if this woman didn't think that Jesus is a man of God? Because it is when she touched the clothes of Jesus that she got the anointing power. Are you listening to me? The anointing is always with a person. With a person. And the Bible has given us a clear way to connect with the anointing. Now, when I say the anointing, it's also the Holy Spirit. I think you understand. I told you two dimensions of the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. But the anointing is the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, how do you contact that anointing? By hearing. She heard. People who hear. The art of hearing. People who listen to messages will catch the cycle-breaking anointing. They will catch it. It's also a way for me to tell you, no matter how you desire to bring the cycles to an end, if you are not listening to messages, you are not hearing the word, you are not the type that put messages on your phone to listen to them. Constantly, you are not into such things. Oh, I don't see those cycles breaking as you are thinking they're going to break. Acts 10:44. While Peter was yet speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard. Everywhere you see Holy Spirit, just transport, just put the anointing. While Peter was still preaching this word, the anointing fell on those who heard the word. The anointing fell. Do you know why we listen to messages? Not just to increase knowledge, to catch the anointing. Jesus says, the word I speak to you, they are spirit. Okay, Jesus is saying, the words that are coming out of my mouth are anointed. The anointing is in the words. The anointing has the words. I mean, the words contain the anointing. You remember the parable of the sower? The seed is the word of God. Where do we get oil on this earth? Then we use seeds. We use seeds of olive to get olive oil. We use seeds of peanut to get oil. We use seeds of nuts, palm oil, palm. All the oil you see is from seeds. And the Bible says that the word is what? The seed. That's why when you listen to the word of God, many of you, if you are honest with yourself, when you start listening to an anointed message, before the message is over, something starts happening with you. You start feeling better. You start feeling different. You start feeling joy again. Why? Because what you are listening is not just information. It's transformation. Something is happening to you. The power of God is being released. Especially when you listen with an open heart. Or listen with a critic heart. You can never get anointed like that. Ezekiel 2:2. Then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. So how did this woman, you see, her first step is that she started hearing. She started hearing. Yeah. That is your first step. Your first step is begin to listen to messages, my friend. Begin to listen. If you want to break cycles in your life, become a word addict. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, I think I'm not talking to the right people. You guys, you want to hear? No, if you want to break cycles, come, let me anoint you with oil. And let me anoint you. Let me lay hands on you powerfully. Did Jesus lay hands on this woman?
No, sir.
Did he even touch her?
No.
She did all the work. She heard the word. She came behind and she touched. He's just moving coolly. Those of you that are just sitting there waiting for things to be done, can't listen to messages. I'm too tired. I don't have data. My phone is broke. You stay there. Continue. The second I say, very good. Very good. Very good. Let's continue like this. My phone is not working. But you are buying new shoes. Listen, this is not happening. But you are eating KFC. Yeah. The same people that are saying, I don't have this. Come and see. They are not dying of hunger. No. They are not dying of hunger at all. They are gaining weight, but they are saying that the phone, this is happening, and that is happening. They are rather gaining weight. Yeah. Look, I see you listening to messages. I see you soaking in messages with a new mind. I'm catching the anointing. How do you think I do what I do? Never gone to Bible school? I've never gone to any Bible school. Where do you think I get what I do? I know. What I'm teaching you now, I keep listening. I see you listening in the night.
Amen.
I see you listening when you are walking towards the bus stop. Amen. I see you listening when you are coming from school.
Amen.
You are listening to the word. In your office, you are listening. During the breaks, you are listening. And what is happening? You are contacting anointing. And this anointing will break cycles in your life. Cycles that you don't even know anything about. I think things have been broken in my life that I didn't even know they were there. Because as soon as you contact power, power comes in and sorts out everything. Yeah. She didn't have to say to the power, oh, no, go down. The problem is, no. You touch with your hand, something has happened somewhere else. Because once you contact power, you don't need to direct power. Power knows exactly where to go. Wherever the problem is in your life, you just make it to the power. Just make it to the power. Number two, the art of following. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him. What does it mean to come behind somebody? What does that mean? The art of following. To follow somebody. A lot of you can hear, but you don't follow. You hear a little bit. Even the hearing is not that good, but you are trying to hear. But as for following, you don't follow. Jesus said, whoever wants to follow me, one, deny yourself. Two, take up your cross. So you can see that following a person is not easy. Following a person means you're going to have to change your agenda. You're going to have to change your mind about a lot of things. Because you wanted to go this way, but he is going this way. And you are following him. I don't know where that woman was going that day, but now there she is following Jesus wherever he's going. She is behind him. Following is hard because it changes you. It changes you. If you're going to follow a person, you're going to have to change your mind about a lot of things. You're going to have to put aside some wisdom you had and acquire a new wisdom. You're going to have to put aside some habits you had and take on new habits. You're going to have to change a lot of things about yourself. And because people are not willing to do that, that's why they can't go far. They want to just come and they want to be touched. And they, no, before they touch, there's a hearing and there's a following. Before there's a touching. And that's why most of this touching don't work. Because the person that is touching you, you don't listen to them. The person that is touching you, you don't follow them. The person that is touching you, you don't even honor them. But you are thinking they will just touch you and all of a sudden everything is going to turn. I mean, I repeat to you, Jesus didn't touch her. She touched him. When you follow the steps well, I don't even need to touch you. I'm telling you, the type of things that will start happening for you will shock you. They will shock you. Because people are not sincere. That's why they don't contact the anointing. And the cycles just keep continuing like that. The cycles start recycling themselves. People who follow the anointed will catch the cycle-breaking anointing. They will catch it. If you really follow the anointed like she did, you will catch it. You have to understand it was never easy. There were people all around Jesus. And the King James Version says that she was pressing. She pressed. Are you pressing in your following? You just do. I mean, a lot of you, you do what you want. He told some people, why do you call me Lord, Lord? You don't do what I say. You don't follow me. You don't listen to me. You are not where I am. He says, wherever I am, there also my servant will be. Wherever I am. Brothers and sisters, the anointing is not as cheap as you think it is. And that's why people keep being disappointed. Because, I get 5,000 and nothing. You see, anointing is not 5,000. Anointing is not even a million rand. You can give 10 million rand and nothing happens. Yeah. How much money did she give? I'm asking you, how much money does this woman give to get this healing? Huh? How much money did she give to get the healing she got? She gave her ears. Then she gave her feet. She started following. That's the main prize. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Do things that will be painful. Because we don't like doing things that are painful. You like doing what you enjoy. That's why you can't break the cycles. You can't break the cycles. Take up your cross. Do things that are taking up your cross means suffer a little bit. Taking up your cross has to do with suffering. When you follow somebody, you will suffer. And a lot of people indeed, they do not like to suffer. They like the cushion, the cushion. Yeah. And that's why they can't see this type of power. Yet it is available for you. It's available for you. This is what Jesus told his disciples. Follow me. I will make you. you can't make yourself. In other words, if you don't follow me, you will remain a fisherman all your life. That cycle will never break. You will wake up every morning, you go fish. You come back, you eat. Next day, you go fish. Come back, you eat. You can never break that cycle. And your children will continue with the same cycle. The only way to break that cycle, start following me. And as you start following me, I'm going to make you into something else that you're going to enter into a total different dimension. As to where you were. Pastors that follow will break into new dimensions. Pastors that don't follow, the cycle will be there for 1,000 years. You just do like this. Everything is the same.
Every day,
the same thing. If you are not willing to hear, what is the anointing? The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding. What do you know that you are not hearing? How much do you know that you can't hear anymore? That's why the anointing is not there. Listen, you got saved by hearing a message. You also get anointed into higher levels by hearing a message. If you are not hearing messages, you will remain there. You remain there. That's how God made it. Follow me, I will make you. You can't make yourself into anything. You have to follow somebody and allow the person to shape you. A lot of you, circles will break if you just start following a certain person. Like, you don't even need anybody to lay hands on. You just follow the person consistently. Imitate the person. Do what you see them do. And circles will start breaking in your life naturally. A lot of circles are present in your life because there's a lack of discipline. And a lot of circles are present in your life because there's disobedience. That's why they are there. And there's nobody to tell you, stop this, start doing this. Because you're not following anybody, you are your own leader. So cycles are just moving. But by the grace of God, this morning, you are receiving power from God, at least to start following well. To start following well. Come out of this deception that you think you know. You don't know much. The Bible says, let him who think he knows realize that he doesn't know nothing as he ought to know. You don't know much. You don't know much. I imagine this woman saying, I have seen many gynecologists. Nothing happened. So I don't see what is the use for me to be following this Jesus. I mean, he's not even a gynecologist to start with. I thank God she didn't think that way. She kept following Jesus. Kept following Jesus. You are married. You are no more listening. You are no more hearing. You are no more following. How do you think that thing is going to work? You have a business. You are no more hearing. You are no more following. How is this thing going to work? You are a shepherd. You are a pastor. You are no more hearing. You are no more following. How far do you think you're going to go? How do you think you're going to break into a new dimension? That's why the Bible says, do not become lazy, but be followers of those who through faith and patience obtain the promise. Hebrews 6 verse 12. Laziness is one big enemy for your followership. Laziness and pride. Those are your enemies. Lastly, she touched his clothes. What do I call this one? The art of praying. The art of praying. My father in the ministry will say, nothing without everything by prayer. Nothing without prayer. You see, how can you touch God? You tell me. Do you know where God is? Do you know where God is? If I say to you now, go touch God, do you know where God is? How are we going to touch him? The only way we touch God is in prayer. That's the only way. The Bible says in Matthew 6:6, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you publicly. This woman did something in secret. She didn't even want anybody to know that she was doing it. The Father felt it. She came behind. If I can just touch. And she wanted to do it and just disappear. Like if Jesus didn't stop, she could have, he was just going to continue. And nobody was going to know something even happened there. It was done in secret. But the Lord rewarded her publicly. To God. How do you think you're going to touch somebody? It's by drawing near. The nearer you draw, you're standing a chance of touching the person. So how do you touch Jesus? By drawing near. You keep drawing near. You keep drawing near. You keep drawing near. Until you reach his place where you can touch. The man of God, Robert Lydon, I was reading his book not so long ago. He said, the more close you come to the Holy Spirit, miracles start happening. Like, you see, the Holy Ghost, you are not always with him. Even though he's with you, but you are not always with him. He said, the closer you come to his real presence, one of the signs to you that you are getting close is that miracles start happening in your life like crazy. Like, you start seeing things that, you see, because of the closeness, your closeness is unlocking things in your life. The closer you are to the Holy Spirit, the first time, pam, 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 things start happening in your ministry, in your personal life, in everything you are doing. And I also, the further away you are, the drier it is. The drier it is. No power. No power. Because there's no touch. There's no. Imagine I'm here and Jesus is in Rustenburg. And I'm trying to touch Jesus. Jesus, I want to touch you. Jesus said, come closer. Come closer to me. Closer to me. I want to hear you. You see, come closer. And what prayer does, prayer brings you closer and closer and closer. Brothers and sisters, people who engage in prayer will contact the circle-breaking anointing. Jesus himself in the book of Luke 3, verse 21 to 22, the Bible says, as he was praying, heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended on him in a bodily shape as he was praying. As he was praying. The Holy Ghost, the anointing. For people who pray, you pray constantly. You are not far from the oil. No, 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 no. And people who don't pray much, hey, you are far. You are far from the oil. You see, it looks like it's free, but it's not free, isn't it? Yeah. You can see for yourself. First of all, to hear. Here you are, you say you don't have time to hear. Okay. To follow, hey, you say you have your own plan. Then to pray, you say, hey, you don't have time to pray. You see now. That's the three things that woman did. All found in the book of Mark 5:27. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Those three steps unlock the power of God. And I see you also getting on your own journey with the Father. I think it's about time you say, Father, you know what? I also want to start my own journey. Maybe let me start with my first step. My first step. Let me get in the Word. Let me start listening to messages. Why are you not listening? Ask your neighbor, why are you not listening to messages? I mean, what is your excuse? What is your good excuse? Why you can't listen to messages, but you can listen to songs, you can listen to, you can watch videos, forwarded videos on Facebook and on WhatsApp. You can watch those forwarded videos and they have sound. On WhatsApp, you are watching statuses, but why can't you listen to messages? Can you ask them, can you explain to me why you are not listening to messages? Why are you not listening to messages? Do you know what you are missing when you are not listening to messages? You are missing the anointing. The anointing that is going to break the cycles that are operating in your family. You are waiting for a special anointing service. But I'm telling you today, it's like you are asking air to touch you. Air, you know air, wind. You are coming and say, wind, touch. You see. Start with your steps the way she did. First she heard, Then she came behind, started following behind. Become a follower. Become a hard follower. A hard follower. A hard follower. A hard follower. Follower of God. Follower of the person God gave you. Follow hard. Follow hard. Don't be lazy. Don't easily give up. I mean, you must tell yourself, until the anointing is transferred, I'm not stopping. And become an intercessor. It is Dr. Paul Enenche who said, your connectivity determines your collectivity. As you connect, you will collect. Do you understand? If you connect, you will collect. But if you disconnect, you will disconnect. You can't have. You will not have. You will not have. So make sure you connect. Are you listening to me? And prayer will help you do that. Prayer will help you. And we are starting with prayer and fasting tomorrow. It's a good opportunity to reconnect. It's a powerful opportunity for you to say to yourself, you know what? I'm giving another chance to get back. You come with your earphones and you, like, you are hearing and you are praying and you are following. Tell me how those cycles will continue just moving around. Before you realize, the anointing will give you the wisdom, will give you the knowledge, it will give you the counsel, it will give you the might. Whatever you need, the anointing has it. Lastly, Jesus told you what to pray. Luke 11:13. If you then, being evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit, the anointing, to those who ask him? And you, when you pray, please pray for the anointing. That is the main prayer point Jesus asks us to pray. Pray for the anointing. Father, anoint me. Father, increase the anointing on my life. Father, I want more of the... As a matter of fact, everybody will ever stand up right now and begin to ask God, Father, I pray for an increase of the anointing. An increase of the anointing on my life. Father, anoint me with the Holy Spirit. Father, anoint me with the Holy Spirit. Mayakota palaka kazala. Father, anoint me afresh with the Holy Ghost and with power. Shadoshke prekele mandana masobro garabaraba. Mekezebele mende kapra zoko pele manda. Shibele garaba zeprekele mandana manaba. Shakoye magala mazegele bala monamenda. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more will the Father give the Holy Ghost to those who ask him? Father, I pray for a fresh deposit of the anointing on my life. Oh, somebody is praying that prayer. You are praying for the Father to take you from just the presence to the power, from the presence to the power, from the presence to the power. Kama sebela gara madoka faya mendela masebra da bara bara ba. Father, take away every slumber. Father, take away every laziness. Father, take away every pride. Father, take away every delusion. Father, take away every deception. The things I've been telling myself, everything is okay. Come on, everything is not okay. How can everything be okay when I see the way my life is? Jesus, Jesus, I pray for a deposit of your anointing on this life. Mageza goba lama zegede pakanama. Maye katopele mayale. Pray, 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 pray. We have a few more minutes before the service is over. We have a few more minutes before the service is over. Father, restore my prayer life. Father, restore my ability to listen to messages. Father, restore my ability to follow. Father, give me a following heart. A heart that is willing to follow. Father, change my heart. Father, take away the heart that I receive, that I feel these days. Father, give me a hearing ear and a listening heart. Give me a hearing ear and a listening heart. Mayake, mayake, mayake. Shapatova, shapatova. Deliver me from deceptions. Deliver me from lies. Deliver me from deceptions. Deliver me from lies. Oh, my ekatemele kazoko paramanda na mana mana mana. Sheme yaga yabaya. Father, restore the ability to listen to messages. Father, restore the love of messages. Father, restore the desire for messages. I don't want to drop now. I haven't reached my goal. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Father, restore the love of messages. Father, give me a following heart. A heart that is humble. A heart that follows. A heart that follows. Until the circles are broken and I enter a new way of life, may I never stop. May I never stop. May I never become comfortable. May I never become complacent. May I never become complacent. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Get me out of this slumber. Get me out of this laziness. Get me out of this slumber. Get me out of this laziness. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Pray from the depths of your heart until the power of God is restored in your life. Oh, my Amaya Garabarabaraba. Sheme Geba Zoko Pele Mandana Masela. Enterpre Konama. Father, give me determination. Give me a determination to not stop until I break through. Until I break a cycle. Until I break a cycle. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power, Maya katatata, Jesus, Jesus, Shama Yamana Manama. Oh, yes. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. You are at work in this church. You are at work in my life. I will not remain in this pit. I will apply the 3 steps. I will start hearing. I will start following. I will start touching. I will start hearing. I will start following. I will start touching. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, you are watching us this morning and you are not born again. I came for you. I came for you. The Bible says she heard about Jesus. This morning I spoke about Jesus. I want to ask you a question. Are you born again? Are your sins washed in the blood of Jesus? Do you know how much God loves you? God so loved you that he sent his only son to die on the rugged cross just for you. I tell you this morning, if you can just open your heart to him, you have no idea how many cycles will break just because of that. The entrance of Jesus in any life is the breaking of cycles without number.
But the one I'm more concerned about is the cycle of death and hell. Because anyone that lives in sin, that does not repent, will end up at that. The end of the cycle is hell. Right now, I want to pray for you. By saying, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to receive forgiveness from Jesus. I'd like to pray for you. At the count of three, please raise your right hand so I can pray with you. One, two, three. Raise your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. You can take your hands down. Now, you are already born again, but this morning you feel like recommitting yourself. Some of you have dropped out of hearing. Some of you have dropped out of following. Some of you have dropped out of praying, dashing. This morning there's a grace here to help you reconnect. That is your count of three. Raise your right hand. I pray for you. One, two, three. Raise it up. I want you to connect. God bless you. God bless you. Please repeat these blessed words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again. That I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. And thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.